As soon as next week, some commercial airline pilots will be allowed to carry guns in the cockpit. President Bush last year signed a controversial airline security bill that permits pilots to arm themselves after they complete a government-run firearms class. The first of those classes is underway at a police training center in Brunswick, Georgia. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The 46 students in this training course already know how to control state-of-the-art passenger jets. Now they're learning how to control a hijacker who might force his way on board. In a week-long class at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, pilots are being schooled on techniques to protect the flight deck from an intruder. Dressed in sweaty t-shirts instead of their usual neat uniforms, the students go through rigorous drills. In this role-playing exercise, one person plays a hijacker who bursts into the cockpit, while the other is taught strategies to fight off the attack.
Give your partner a little positive feedback. If you feel him turned underneath and he gives you a headbutt and he simulates biting your hand and kneeing you, react to it.
In the role-playing game, pilots use fake plastic guns to subdue their make-believe attackers. But on the firing range, the weapons are real, the same 40 caliber semi-automatic pistols they'll carry in the cockpit. The course is the first of its kind to be taught by the Transportation Security Administration. The initial group of students includes 43 men and 3 women. Some are experienced shooters, a few have never before touched a gun. The pilots' identities are closely guarded. They can't tell us their names, and even the airlines don't know yet which of their employees are taking the class. This trainee is a captain with 6 years' experience.
Especially after 9/11, I think it's important that we instill in the public the sense that there is another level of safety on board the aircraft. Even though we have taken a lot of precautions within the aviation industry, the cockpit could be breached, and we need to have something in order to stop that aggression.
The people in the program all are volunteers. No pilot will be forced to go through training or carry a gun. And even some who want to arm themselves won't be allowed to do it. The Transportation Security Administration puts each student through physical and psychological tests. Two members of the initial group of trainees have already left the program. The TSA's John Moran says even if a person is qualified to fly a plane, that doesn't mean he or she can handle a firearm.
We will screen out those who aren't really the right people to be a federal law enforcement officer. After that, the pilots that do enter training will get some rigorous training in terms of the use of force policies of the Department of Justice, and all of that is trained in great detail, and they're held accountable to following all the procedures.
The TSA initially disagreed with the proposal to arm pilots, and after Congress approved it, the agency enacted limits on how and where the guns could be used. Pilots can shoot their weapons only in the cockpit, not in the passenger cabin, and they must carry the guns through the airport in locked cases. Still, even with the limitations, airlines have been reluctant to endorse the program, and some industry critics say it's potentially dangerous. Doug Laird is a former security chief at Northwest Airlines and now runs an aviation consulting firm.
If there's a crisis aboard an aircraft, it's very important that the pilots totally concentrate on getting that aircraft on the ground as quickly as possible. To throw into that scenario firearms in a possible gunfight in a confined space, I think, just makes no sense.
Laird says it's hard to shoot in a cramped cockpit without hitting the wrong person or damaging equipment. And he's skeptical that pilots can become proficient marksmen after just a week of intense training.
Please get down! Down!
Participants in the firearms course, though, dismiss those criticisms. They say many pilots already have weapons experience because they served in the military. And this pilot is confident he can fight and fly at the same time.
There's two of us up there in the cockpit. The pilot in command, when he goes through his security briefings, he's going to determine who's going to fly the aircraft. One of us is going to fight, and one of us is going to fly. The only difference now is I have an additional tool, that tool being a firearm.
These pilots are scheduled to graduate from training tomorrow and can begin flying with their firearms as soon as Sunday. The TSA hopes to begin training additional students in small groups beginning this summer. Pilots' unions estimate that tens of thousands of their members eventually will seek permission to carry weapons in the sky. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Brunswick, Georgia.